going on with gents and stuff? What's happening with gents and things? What's going on? What's happening? What's going on with gents and stuff?
Wow, family. That was so fun, Michelle. Yay.
My low register's feeling very resonant.
Well, I mean, we're here in December.
My birth month.
It is your birth month. December 17th.
December.
December 17th is Reed Bartlemy's birth month. Send nudes.
I'll be 39.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's so weird because I always picture you like much younger than me, but you're not.
I sound so beautiful.
If you are. You're really, when people are like, have you ever heard of Linda Evangelista? I say, you mean my friend Reed Bartlemy.
Exactly.
It's really, the two of you are so similar.
But it's like Linda Evangelista, who I saw on the High Line many years ago, pushing a stroller and holding a baby.
That's, and how does she look?
Old. But,
really?
You know.
No.
Linda Evangelista without makeup looks almost like nothing.
That's what I wish I looked like. Like, she's someone who could disappear if I stood against a white wall.
She's a blank canvas.
But I am not. I am thick, black eyebrows, dark hair, silver on the sides, and my eyes are the color of...
This is your Tinder profile.
The moon.
Big, thick, caterpillar eyebrows, silver on the sides.
Silver on the sides. I love the idea of getting more and more southern as it goes on. That, like, your Tinder profile maybe starts normal. Like, wide range of musical likes. Big black mouth. I can't
big
transition.
Big black caterpillar eyebrows. Silver on the sides and chiclet teeth.
And on the right day, I might have rubbed my entire face with Vaseline, which I'm getting close to. I've been using this cream, which I'd love for someone to send me. Because I'm not going to get to the spa in time anytime soon. It's called Valmont Regenera. Like, it's so incredible. The sample I got when I went to get my P5070. Whatever it's called. And so, I know that Reed's birthday is coming up, but I've had a really tough year. And so if you're a fan, please send me Valmont Prime Regenera 2.
Now, what's so good?
It's, so you know how we like La Mer, or have you feel
you
like it's like glue?
You like La Mer.
So my skin, which is like an old dry piece of parchment paper, really can absorb. In the morning these days, I've been putting on like 3 moisturizers, and it's just like, it's just like, and it helps, but this Valmont is like a kind of...
sealant.
It's a good sealant.
It's varnish.
It's a good sealant. And I'm really into it. So if you care about this podcast, if you love me at all, send me the Valmont Prime Regenera Roman numeral 2.
Work.
I really live for it. Read your birthday's coming up. What do you want? What do you want people to send you besides me?
Oh, I've actually had some thoughts.
Okay.
If only I could remember... Well, I'd love a new desktop computer.
Okay. That's really good. Oh, yeah, Michelle Mole is here. I felt like everyone knew that.
Oh, yeah, they know her.
I literally
she's in the Baboon to the Moon ad.
Is she really? Is she laughing in the back during that one?
Yeah.
That's really good. That's Michelle Mola is here in the house.
From Maine.
Michelle, you are
welcome,
here.
Welcome, Michelle.
Maine.
We welcome you.
She's going to be sleeping on the air mattress.
The famous air mattress.
It's such a nice air
mattress.
Wait,
before we had to introduce Michelle, what were we talking about?
What else do you want for your birthday gifts? Oh, I love a new laptop too, a new MacBook Pro.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. As a laptop, thank
well,
you.
Well, I'm going to try to get myself a new pair of spectacles so I can be done with these shit glasses.
Because they make lesions on the sides
they
of your nose.
They make lesions on my nose.
Literally, they do. You take them off and it's bad.
Mine
it's
are really too heavy. Bad. I need a new pair.
What kind of glasses do you have, Michelle?
I think it's called Lafont.
Are they from Europe?
They're French.
Mine are Belgian. So
too heavy.
Yeah, they're no good.
Europeans make lighter glassware.
I think this is crazy, but I don't want to like give away a surprise. I think I'm going to get wire-rimmed Warby Parkers.
Wow.
It's time to be full Harry Potter, done with the plastic rims, or I'll just return to my childhood.
Yeah, what were those?
Those are from Fabulous Fannies. I mean, not when I was a kid.
No, well, when you were a kid, they could have been from Fabulous Fannies.
But the ones that look like my kid ones are from Fabulous Fannies.
Were they wire rim or plastic?
Plastic tortoise shell.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm into getting maybe both. So someone get him the wire ones and someone else get him the tortoise shell.
I've never been one for swapping glasses on the daily. I do one pair for as long as I can.
I've had these since for like 4 years with That's their matching good. Sunglasses.
Harriet was telling me she's had hers for a decade the other day. I thought, how is that possible?
You well, really does she ever wear them?
Not often.
See?
I know. Well, she's like you. You do contacts a lot.
I didn't through the winter. I really was just glasses all the time.
Because too many tears. You just cry them right out.
You should have wipers.
That's true, exactly. I need to get little wiper glasses on the wipers on the inside of my glasses.
Exactly.
For my tears. So you want a new desktop computer, two pairs of glasses. What else did you say you wanted? I felt like you said something else.
I could remember. I think of things every day and then promptly forget. Yeah, I don't remember. I want a new winter coat.
And a new winter coat. Yeah, okay. And you really do need that most of all. You are absolutely a Dickens character who, like, shows up in this threadbare, like, feminine old trunk and Manny's attic.
I mean, today I'm wearing a cashmere top coat I found in my mom's house that has 500 holes in it the inside.
Absolutely but looks
it's
ready,
very fancy
Andy.
And it has velvet-lined pockets.
Does it keep you warm, though?
It does, actually.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, I don't get too cold like you.
Oh, I'm absolutely a freezing Joan Didion Bones person.
I'm an ice prince.
You love the ice because you feel it decreases inflammation.
It certainly does.
I guess.
Yeah, doesn't your skin feel better in the winter besides the dry dryness?
No, my skin does not feel better in the winter. My skin feels good in, like, just a wet, hot place. Uh-huh.
Brazil. Yeah.
When I was in Sao Paulo, my skin felt fierce. Michelle, where does your skin feel good?
In the desert.
Oh, wow. Like a hot,
you're
dry
oily,
place.
Like
dry.
Me.
Like mm-hmm. a dry
But situation. You like a hotter.
Why don't you tell our crowd how you're making your skin look so incredible?
Michelle's skin looks
It looks plump. It looks shiny.
I couldn't believe it. She sent me this photo of because last night Michelle was in Adam Weinert's Rip the Nut, right?
Mm-hmm. You were
wrinkle,
in it?
A Wrinkle in Time, yes.
Is it over?
Yeah, it was one night.
Oh.
One night only. Wait, what is the song?
One Night Only.
Oh, okay.
Dreamgirls.
Okay, thank you. Thank
Can you imagine I know something about a musical?
It when you all of a sudden said
yeah,
Dreamgirls,
why
I was
shocked.
Yeah,
you know
that? Because I watched the movie Dreamgirls, and I've done YouTube deep dives on Jennifer Holliday.
In that Tony Award performance?
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
It is.
I mean, I first discovered her on the Rosie O'Donnell show, because Rosie O'Donnell was like, Jennifer Holliday is an icon, and she's on my show.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool.
Rosie did a lot like that. You know, she just had stuff she liked.
I like her.
I like her, too. But remember she did that episode with Tom Selleck, and they fought about the NRA? And Tom Selleck was like, this wasn't the plan. I agreed to come on this show, and we weren't going to talk about this. And she was like, but how can you be a spokesperson for the NRA? And he was like, I'm not a spokesperson for the NRA. She's like, but you're in their ads. Like, it was really intense.
I'm really here for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a trash person.
Yeah. Was he hot ever?
Oh. Jack.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I remember Magnum P.I., Three Men and a Little Baby or whatever?
Three men and a teeny tiny little baby. It was so small they couldn't even see it.
Remember when Emily Modrell texted us and talked about Jane?
Oh, my God.
Jane, we miss you. Emily, we miss you.
Emily, it's true.
Happy 40th birthday, Emily. It's our month.
I love Traverse City, Interlochen.
I bet it's really winter there now.
Oh, Hidge. I was in Minneapolis for Thanksgiving.
I know.
It was so hideous.
Really?
Yeah, because it was just this extreme snow nightmare where just like snow got wet and froze on the roads and it was just like this dump.
But didn't you get to see the little baby?
I love the baby.
Still?
Yeah. Yeah, the baby. Oh my God.
There's been progress.
The baby's so cute. When I show you these photos of Jeremy, Like, you've never seen Jeremy happier in your life. Like, it looks as if, like, someone was, like, gave Jeremy $1 million, but it's this baby.
It makes sense that Jeremy loves a baby, because he struggles with adults, you know?
Adults are disappointing.
But he's getting a lot better with adults.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. Everybody loves Jeremy now.
Well, Jeremy is, as you said, as you've said before, most improved player. MIP. Yeah.
MIP.
He's the MIP. He's our MIP baby. He's our MIP.
MIP. P real soon. K-E-Y.
Why?
Because of therapy.
Yeah,
exactly. M-O-U-S-E.
You're not anymore. You're not a mouse anymore. You're a lion. Where? That is, wow. Wait, what were we doing at Minneapolis? Because you know what? I don't like the snow. I don't.
So beautiful. I love the snow.
Okay, but here's the thing. When you finally get your license,
You know,
I was upstate last week.
Uh-huh.
And I really was like, I have front wheel drive car. It's true. I only have a front. It's only front wheel drive. And I could feel it. Once again, it's my third year with this car. I can't wait to get rid of it.
When? What's the date?
August. So I just have to get through one more winter with front wheel drive only. But it is just a real, like, it just is. When I got back to Bard this past week after the break, I can post about this. I posted about it on my own. My car was in a drift. And I was oh, man. And in the trunk, I have a little tiny hand shovel. And, well, it's pretty heavy. You can do damage with it. And a little car scraper.
Yeah, that shovel was serious.
And but it's small. It's like, yeah. It's small. It's only the size of an arm.
It's a spade with a handle.
It is literally a spade with a handle. And I dealt with it. I dug my car out of that. And I was just so angry that the time flew by. I just felt so angry.
You really should do a remake of Baby Boom. And be the Diane Keaton character. Because you're so overwhelmed by, like, you know, things that other people have to do.
Wait, I've never seen it. I only know about the applesauce.
We're going to watch
Michelle's face just changed.
We're going to probably put it on after this podcast.
I feel like we should all say Baby Boom at the same time.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Baby Boom!
Yeah, that was good. Wouldn't that be an incredible title of a show? I feel like Terry O'Connor made it. That's a really good show.
It's called Baby.
Literally, yeah, the show is called Baby.
Bebe.
Wait, so you went to Minneapolis.
I went to the movies.
You did? Well, you went to Sag Harbor.
I did go to Sag Harbor.
And you did, like, the full meal, what have you.
I was responsible for the cranberry sauce, mm-hmm. for the Brussels sprouts, mm-hmm. for the mashed potatoes, mm-hmm. which were a near disaster, but it all worked out.
But it all worked out. And then you watched, did you go see a movie when you were there?
No, I went 2 days ago.
Oh, okay, so we're done. You know what I just started watching, which I've never watched before? Mm-hmm. Michelle, I'm sure I feel you've seen this because you've talked
about
it. I've started watching Real Housewives of New York. Now, I haven't watched... Now, I know you loved The Bachelor, but did you also get into Real Housewives?
Not really, but I feel like I grew up with those people.
Woof.
I just texted my mom and said, which of the Real Housewives has shopped in your store?
Uh-huh, and?
And she said, well, Bethany's come in a couple times, yeah. And the Luann has come in, uh-huh. and Ramona came in and totally was confused. And none of them have ever bought anything.
Ramona was confused.
She looked totally perplexed.
Well, she has this vibe. Yeah. So I've never seen it. I just started in on whatever episode they are, or season, which I think is 11. And I texted Michael Breslin, who really loves the show. Okay. And I was like, who am I? Am I Luann or am I Bethany? And he wrote back, Luann.
But isn't Bethany no longer on the show?
Mm-mm. She's on whatever this season is.
Okay.
Bethany's on the show.
Okay.
I felt like I wanted to be Bethany because she looks the kind of...
Well, you do look like Bethany.
Thank you. Okay, great.
Yes.
Great.
Like, tiny stick body and lollipop head.
That's what I want. It's what I've done. It's what I want and it's what I've done.
to look like Bethany. You already do.
Thank you. Thank you, Reed. Such a good compliment. But Luann did, like, rehab twice. So I also was kind of like, but, you know, and now she has a cabaret show.
Yes, I know.
Where she, like, have you, I kind of, someone,
you know, I don't watch this show, but I listen to Real House, to The Bitch Sesh, which is my podcast.
Oh, right. And they love this show.
They don't love it. It is the topic.
Wow.
Bitch Sesh is about the Real Housewives.
You know what's crazy is I've listened to Bitch Sesh with you. Recap. It's a full just podcast, but I've listened to Bitch Sesh with you and I have been kind of like, I don't know, who are these people? Well, now I'm watching it. And Reed, I kind of think maybe you should watch it.
Well, my mother's been watching it since the beginning. She watches every city. And actually, a lot of, like, staunch feminists watch this show. Mm-hmm. Scholars watch this show. It's not unimportant in the context of our culture.
I don't know that I want to watch any other city besides New York. Right. Only because...
Did you watch Atlanta?
Potomac.
What?
Yes.
Wait a second. I was on a weekend getaway.
It's outside D.C. Oh, yes. I was on a weekend getaway, and we watched it.
Uh-huh.
For a full night. It was amazing.
Are they housewives of, like, politicians then?
No.
Who are the housewives?
They're women of color who are just rich ladies who live outside D.C.
Okay.
A lot of money.
Did they yell at each other?
Yes, on a farm.
Okay.
So, there you go. Right.
That sounds like, me upstate. Except it's just me with Snowdrift and my car under it. How dare you? Why can't you give me? I'm shoveling it out, being like, box office poison! Box office poison! Students are walking by like, that's my theater teacher. Box office poison! Box office poison! Anyhow, what movie did you see?
Zach Gonder and I went to see...
Hi, Zach.
Knives Out.
Okay, how'd you like that?
I enjoyed it. I immediately fell asleep. It started, I took a 10-minute nap.
You do that at literally every movie I've ever gone to with you.
And then I woke up from the nap right at the most important scene.
You did that when we saw...
Everything.
But we saw a movie recently where... Oh, you slept through the beginning of Midsommar, and then I had to tell you about it.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh. Mm. So I fell asleep immediately, woke up whilst the most important part of the movie was happening, thank goodness. So I understood. And then I stayed awake through the rest.
Is it a thriller?
No, it's a comedy mystery.
Like Clue?
Clue.
I knew it.
Did you see it?
No, but I read about it and they described it.
It's like Clue.
Wow, isn't that incredible that I just said comedy mystery? But it has a fun group.
Don Johnson, Jamie Lee Curtis, Daniel Craig plays the main detective.
Hot.
He's so funny in it. He's really good.
He's such a babe.
And then Chris Evans.
Such a babe.
Plays an entitled son, which is correct.
Uh-huh.
Who plays like the liberal arts student character?
Oh, this young woman who was in that show, 13 Reasons Why. Uh-huh. Is that what that show was called?
The one where she suicides.
She submits suicide. She's on that show.
She submits suicide.
She submits it to her professor, Jack Fervor.
Please, no, shut up. That's not a paper that can be accepted. And, I was just going over my syllabus recently, and my F is, what I have for F is, the work is unacceptable, there is no work to grade. Which yes. I was like, I love that sentence.
There is no work to grade.
Okay, so she plays the liberal arts one. Who does Toni Collette play?
Oh, she plays a daughter-in-law of the rich, of Christopher Plummer. Mm-hmm. And so I guess he had a son who ended up dying, and Toni Collette is what he's left with. Mm. And she plays like a valley girl, sort of.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
That's interesting. You know who I kind of wish?
She plays a Real Housewife. She plays a Real Housewife.
Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I can't wait to see her do that.
She's really good.
I love her.
I enjoyed it.
Did you see anything else?
I've been watching Watchmen.
Don't tell me anything about it. I can't wait to see it. Jeremy just saw like an episode.
I know, we had to talk about it. I actually struggled with the episode to the extent that I almost didn't watch it.
Okay.
But Jeremy then pointed out that it was like cinematic masterpiece, so I have to go back and look at it again.
So I saw something. Jeremy's gesturing to me because I saw, oh my God. So I love talking about these movies I see that people saw 5 years ago.
Oh, no.
Such as Toy Story 4. So incredible. Wash on the plane. That spork is the most relatable
character, right?
I have seen for myself.
I also slept a lot in that movie.
That movie is incredible.
Chatty I also Gabby. Saw that with Zach Gonder. He's that, my music friend.
Toy Story what? 4 movie. Is amazing. It's so good. I
my
love
favorite
that movie.
Are the evil dolls in the shop.
Yeah, the marionette boys.
No,
with
but also
Chatty
the,
Gabby.
The Chatty Gabby.
Well, I was gonna say you're Chatty Gabby. Oh yeah. Bro. Like if I was to be like what character you are, you're, because you'd be like, thanks for doing that for me.
Now Chatty Gabby's trying to get something.
The voice box of Woody. Cowboy Bill. Oh. Woody. Okay. Whoever these people are. I've never seen these Toy Stories. I have. I you know, because here's the thing. I don't like animation, and I don't like children's things.
I don't either.
Children's things are for children.
You should see Toy Story, one of the other three, maybe.
Toy Story 3 is the one everyone sobbed over, and now I think
sobbed.
I gotta go back.
Sob. Did you see Up?
Yes. I did.
That's cries at the very beginning. Very yes. beginning cries.
You know what else? So, and this is what annoys me, is I do cry in these things. I didn't cry in Troy
Story.
Troy Story.
You know, well, I'm really mad that I cried in that play.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It still's got your goat, huh? That you cried in that play, that they gotcha.
That hideous play, and I lost my scarf that night. And
no.
Yeah.
I
do you think you lost it at the theater?
Yeah, and then I
the
got
theater.
In touch with them. I said, I want my scarf back. They said, great, we'll let you know if we find it.
They didn't.
No, because that play was garbage. I'm sure the ushers aren't garbage, but they didn't find my scarf. I might have left it at the meatball shop. I might have left it at the meatball shop.
Maybe. Well, you were also in such a state after it. It really puts you in such a state. I mean, you're still talking about it. You're still mad about
barely,
it.
Barely.
Yeah, you just brought it up. Toy Story 4, Toy Story 3, Up. Here's another animated movie I cried in. A lot. I didn't see that. Oh, I did as a child. Duh. WALL-E. Remember that?
WALL-E.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
So good.
But so good. So here's the thing. So I'm like, I'm not going to watch these.
Remember Short Circuit?
I love it. Member Short Circuit.
Johnny 5.
That's the name of the animated thing?
The robot.
The robot.
Mm. Remember, Batteries Not Included.
Now you know what's crazy? I can't distinguish those two movies.
Okay.
Said them at the same time.
So, Short Circuit
same?
Is there's a robot who gets struck by lightning and becomes alive. Johnny 5 is alive.
And he has feelings and stuff?
Yeah.
Aww.
So, Short Circuit are little alien robots who come down and...
Robots,
like,
you've got to stop that.
And help out these old people. It's a little bit Cocoon, because Wilford Brimley, I believe, is in it. Uh-huh. And they live in this apartment building that is very small. And somehow they're all getting evicted because they're trying to build skyscrapers.
It's like what's still happening now in New York
and so
real
at the
estate.
End of the
Just
movie,
take place in New York.
Yeah. Okay. End of the movie, what we see is that somehow these robots help them to not
What do
get
these robots look like?
Little flying new-news. Little
Where do they come from?
Space. So then...
I must have been like...
We'll watch the trailer later. So then the last shot is that the apartment building does not get torn down. It's like a 6-story tenement apartment, but it is now absolutely surrounded by skyscrapers.
And it doesn't get torn down because the short circuits help
because
out.
Because
Batteries Not Included? Which one is that?
Batteries Not Included.
Batteries Not Included is the alien one?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Alien robots.
And do the aliens stay with the old people?
I don't know.
I can't remember. Baby Boom. Another movie I have to see. I also, on the airplane, okay, so I did my Toy Story 4. This movie was really good. Jeremy and I have a hard-line disagreement about this film.
Okay, I'm ready.
Destroyer with Nicole Kidman.
Oh, interesting. I did not watch it.
I am really here for this movie. Because it's what it is it's like a dude's like shoot 'em up kind of movie with a woman being at the center of it. That's like when they pitched this, that's what happened. When they pitched it at the pool at the Chateau Marmont, they were like, you know, one of those like... it's like a shoot 'em up movie with a, you know, where it's like a bank heist and the FBI is like, you know, blah, 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 except woman center.
But the movie is her being different ages, correct? So sometimes...
Well, there's some flashbacks where you're like, I cannot believe this.
So what do you think?
And then...
When is she wearing less makeup? When she's playing the elder Nicole or when she's playing the younger Nicole?
The younger Nicole. That's just like her with like just good makeup and light. The older Nicole's, she gets into a pretty rough fight.
She's
that changes her face.
She robs a bank.
So the premise is that FBI undercover agents go into a gang that is going to rob a bank. And she is like, do you want me to tell you this? Are you still going to watch the movie?
No.
I
don't like dust and guns.
I know, but listen.
Except for if it's Outrageous Fortune.
I mean, but let me just break this down to you. Do you like watching Nicole Kidman act?
Sometimes.
Okay, so that answer is always yes. Because Nicole Kidman is incredible.
I'll watch it. I'd like to see it.
So she's this undercover operative who is like tired of having like a scrappy life and is like, what if we take some of the money? But then something goes really wrong.
Her FBI life is scrappy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you think they make, like, big bucks in the FBI?
I think they make a lot more than I do. You know what I mean?
Well, maybe, like...
Here's what I want.
You want to work for the FBI?
No, I want $1,000 a week after taxes. That's a goal.
That is a goal. That's so my Reed's New Year's birthday goal. Is December 17th. And, that is a... you know what? That is a hard one, I have to say.
Don't you think that seems nice?
It does seem nice. Would love that. No.
Really?
Not after taxes, girl.
$1,000 a week after taxes.
$1,000 a week after taxes would be great. We would both love that. Yeah,
thank you.
That would be great.
At any rate, so Destroyer was better than Jeremy thought it was.
Yeah, Jeremy's like to watch the movie. He got to this bar scene, which I get. Like, because it's like, it's also, you know, for Jeremy, it's like not shot well enough and like these things that I'm like, I just want to see people act. So, and I'm just really, also there's a girl who plays her daughter in it who is really good. I just, like, the women in it I was really here for. The men are kind of like, you know, all like side piece, which I'm like, thank you. But that's my kind of thing. We know that. I love a female-driven plot, Warren 2020. And
I'm very excited for this Fox News movie with Nicole Kidman.
Bombshell.
And Charlize Theron looking exactly like Megan, whatever her name is. And
Mullally.
Nope. This is Karen. They're like Karen Walker.
I can't remember. Megan Fox.
Kelly.
No. Kelly. Megan Kelly.
I'd love to see that with you guys.
And John Lithgow.
When does it come out? Are you here, Michelle?
I don't know.
No, it comes out like...
Let's look it up.
We'll look it up.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see that. I'm most excited to see Bombshell. It's true.
Is that what that's called?
It's called Bombshell. I will also... Okay, so let's do this now. Michelle, read me. Who's who? Who's Nicole? Who's Charlize? Who's Margot? I think
I'm the shortest, so...
Are you Margot Robbie?
I think so.
I think you're Margot Robbie.
I'm also, like, the character that they just made up.
Oh, she's not real?
She's not real. So okay. That feels right.
So I'm either Megyn Kelly or Greta... Is that her name?
Gretchen. Carlson.
Right, but also we need to think about these actresses.
Well, it's Charlize Theron. I guess I'm Charlize because she's a ballerina.
You are Charlize Theron, and I am...
Nicole Kidman.
Yeah. Wait, Jeremy disagrees. Okay, Jeremy, who's Nicole Kidman? Point. Reed's Nicole Kidman. Who's Charlize Theron? I'm Charlize Theron, and Michelle's
It's not
Martha
a bad
Robbie.
Thing to be.
It's not...
Remember when she was the milk queen in the Snow White movie, and she, like, bathed in milk and ate young women, or their souls? Or
yeah, whatever. Yeah, I absolutely remember when she was the milk queen who ate young women.
I guess milk queen.
Do you know what? That sounds literally like a Tori Amos lyric if I ever heard one. The milk queen who eats young women.
I could not stop watching Ned Reisley's Saturday songs on his Instagram.
I know, you loved it so much you sent it to me. Ned Reisley, clearly, you know, you have a fangirl out here.
Huge fan. Going to see Friends Who Folk on the 14th, everybody. Get your tickets.
That's where you will be.
I will. And I'm seeing something else. Oh, Goldberg Variations.
Yeah, you'll be seeing, aren't you seeing that?
It's coming out
14th?
This week. No, I'm seeing that on Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Wait a second. Did you ever see Charlize Theron in this movie that I didn't think was very good, but I loved her in?
Mm-hmm.
Neon
Flux?
No. She was in Eon Flux. That's true.
No, I thought that was Natalie Portman.
No.
What's
that is
Eon
Charlize.
Flux?
Eon Flux is Charlize Theron, and it was an animated thing that was on MTV that then they turned into a movie. But No, it's the thing with Charlize Theron where it's like Cold War and she's that under, and she like...
Oh, Atomic Blonde.
Atomic Blonde. Did you see it?
No.
Wow.
I couldn't finish it.
Why? Because it was so bad?
Yeah.
But you were just impressed by her physicality.
And that she learned, we've talked about this before, she was able to learn more fight choreography. Like
Everyone's always impressed when an actress does something that other people can do. You know what
okay,
I mean?
Okay, but like, who can do it?
Any dancer in the world. Charlize happens to have been a ballerina, so she can do it.
Do you know that she also saw, like, her mom shoot her dad?
Oof.
Yeah, so
how about that? Way to bring the podcast down.
Oh, that's bringing it down to you? Okay. Well, let's talk about dads. And maybe
I discovered something sexy, which was...
I love that we're talking about like mom shooting dads, and you get to something sexy.
So on Bon Appetit, this country singer named Orville Peck came on.
That's not a person.
He's the masked gay country singer
yes.
with the fringe.
That's right. So I've been seeing people posting about this.
I didn't know about him. And then he was on Bon Appetit cooking.
Was he wearing the masked fringe?
Yes, of course. And Brad Leone and him were doing a cooking demo, and Brad wanted to sort of tease him by cooking something that would be impossible to eat through the fringe, which was like
spaghetti.
What's that called? Where they cook the corn on the cob and put mayonnaise and chili pepper on it, whatever, Mexican. They make the corn on the cob with the mayonnaise and the cheese, and then he ends up having to braid his fringe to get the corn in his mouth. He still ends up getting mayonnaise on his fringe. But he's
devoted to that look.
Yeah, I immediately Googled like his face, you can find it. And then you can also find him fully naked, which is great.
Is he beautiful?
Gorgeous.
Uh-huh.
And he is actually named like Daniel Pitt Out or Patoot. He's from Canada, but he's really actually from South Africa.
Okay.
And he was a drummer.
Okay.
And you can look at him. He was in that Butt magazine once, but you know, the pink one.
Yeah, Butt.
Being naked. It's great. It's great naked.
And he's a country western. He's like queer country western.
That's right. I don't think I'm interested in his music.
Did you listen to it?
A little, and I was like, not for me.
But do you like country music?
I do like country music.
You do?
Oh yes.
Who?
Many. I think that Dolly Parton is tremendous.
I love Dolly Parton. You know who else I love? Dixie Chicks.
Dixie Chicks are tremendous. Shania Twain has like computer accurate intonation, which is alarming. Mm-hmm. I think that Celine Dion is a country singer. She just turned into a pop singer.
No. Jeremy
guys,
is that's Jeremy's
she's
big
a country
obsession,
singer.
Obsession. She's not a country singer.
I think that
and wait, what are you gonna say next? Cher is a country singer? You can't say Celine Dion's a country singer. She's not a country singer.
Okay.
Is she? Michelle, is Celine Dion a country singer?
Country singers that made a bad name for country are like Jessica Simpson, who's hideous. Though there's an amazing Instagram where she's always featured prominently by someone called something. Can't recall.
Wait, that's my favorite handle. Someone called something. If you don't have it, it's yours.
Danny Pellegrino. He does.
Oh, I love that.
Every
plane.
Week,
yeah.
He does a Jessica Simpson post. Always something. Her doing something outrageous, like singing insanely on the YouTubes. Terrible singer.
Okay.
All those country singers are generally quite good singers.
Fair enough. Oh, you know who
much
I love?
More so than pop
you know
singers.
Who I love? Who's a country singer whose voice I think is incredible?
Who?
Miley Cyrus.
Oh, she's has an amazing
incredible
voice.
Incredible. You know who? Mm-hmm. You know, like Dolly's like her aunt, her aunt, godmother, or whatever. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine growing up and your fairy godmother's Dolly Parton?
Right. Even
jealous.
Who's the redhead? Reba McEntire.
Reba.
Who's Sissy Spacek? What's her, remember?
Coal miner's daughter. Who's that?
Coal miner's daughter.
Loretta.
Thank you. Loretta Lynn.
Loretta Lynn, she's great.
Tremendous. All these people are good musicians.
Now, what do we think about I've been so bad.
Joaquin Phoenix. What? Oh, Joni Mitchell?
It's not Joni Mitchell.
Stevie Nicks.
Stevie Nicks. Is Stevie Nicks country? She's not really.
No way.
But like,
yes.
Is she, what is that, folk?
Folk rock?
Yeah, I like folk too.
Folk
who's Burn, Burn, Burn?
The Ring of Fire.
That is Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash.
And that is Joaquin Phoenix.
Right, and his wife was another singer.
Reese Witherspoon.
No, called?
June. Carter.
Thank you. That's amazing.
And Reese Witherspoon won an Oscar for
Walk
the Line.
And you know who really had the most tremendous voice during this time period? Who really wasn't a country singer, but was Gordon McRae, who's a musical theater singer who was in all the Rodgers and Hammerstein musicals. We're really? Talking Oklahoma.
Like Oklahoma?
He's the movie version.
There's really a, you know, I can sound just like
he has.
Go. There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. There's your remount of Oklahoma, okay. Which would be so great. It was just like, all of those would be go back, just like super queerdos.
Listen
just
to Gordon McRae singing on TV in the 50s. He had the best voice. You can't believe it.
You just can't believe it. You're going to like feel it in your...
I want to like lay
on his face.
On his, yeah.
I just want to lay on his face while he sings inside me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Inside me. Give me
that sonic feeling deep, deep, deep. Daddy Gordon McRae.
Daddy, 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 daddy. Loins, loins, loins.
Can you imagine if that was a song?
That's a country song.
Can you, daddy, 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 loins, loins, loins. Daddy, 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 loins. Those two words next to each other are incredible.
I made ricotta pancakes yesterday. You would have loved them. They were delicious. Oh my gosh, let me tell you about my night last
Daddy
week.
Loins to ricotta pancakes.
I made ricotta pancakes in the late evening or late afternoon. Delicious.
Well, I wish you'd come over here and make me ricotta pancakes.
My ricotta pancakes. But I then got on the train and went to, Stuart picked me up in Soho and drove me to
nice.
Prospect Heights to Beth
Gill's,
a birthday celebration, also fellow Sag. She's 10 days older than me.
Incredible.
1980. And
Camtano, it's also a Sag. Brisa's
no,
coming up, right?
She's Capricorn because she's born on Christmas.
Wait, isn't Stuart Singer born on Christmas?
No, day after.
He's the 26th? Mm-hmm. Pam Stewart.
So I went to this thing at a bar. You should never have a birthday gathering at a bar, but it
really?
Was Thursday. No,
oh,
it's okay. Loud. Ugh, my throat was so taxed after, and I barely talked.
Oh,
so anyways, I should have warmed up. It was nice to see people. Maggie Cloud, Eleanor Houlihan, even Eleanor Bauer showed up. Jennifer Lafferty.
Who, I mean, me and Jennifer Lafferty.
Your sister.
I'm so upset. She sent me this text recently that she watched a movie. Oh, she watched this movie. Jeremy watched it next to me on the plane, so I didn't watch it because I didn't need to. I love Kate Blanchett, but it was that movie we didn't see
Bangs.
Of her.
Yes, where is Bernadette?
Kate Blanchett in Bangs. And she sent me, Jennifer sent me a text being like, I just saw Where'd You Go, Bernadette, and Cate Blanchett does remind me of you. And I was like, well, it is a certain kind of acting.
Cate Blanchett, in her most disingenuous role today, remind me a great deal of you. In her most affected and false performance ever.
Have you seen it?
I saw the previews.
The trailer was bananas. She's really, there's a part where, I only saw the part where she goes to pick up, I saw a couple parts, but she goes to pick up a prescription in a pharmacy that's so out of control. It looks so beautiful. It's like a Bigelow pharmacy, except they live
somewhere
else.
That movie's very Nora Ephron, or what's her name? Nancy Myers-y.
Yeah, isn't that
very, like, cleaned up.
That's who made it. Yeah, it did look very...
Okay, Jeremy disagrees, but we did see it.
We saw it.
We
did
it. So
you
we're
going
to have to take his word for it.
We didn't see it. Didn't see it.
But anyway, Jeremy did go to the birthday party. You did not. And,
I didn't. I was working.
But it's good to not leave your house and go to a bar.
Well,
that's what I think. And so Jeremy and I did our best. Jeremy was wearing his incredible sneakers.
I know those sneakers, like literally Toy Story 5.
Jeremy's now moved into candy clothes.
Jeremy has completely decided to really candy land herself.
Candy jacket, candy shoes, candy sweatshirt.
Yeah.
And he's wearing shorty shorts on December, where are we?
Did he wear short shorts to the birthday
party? No, just now he picked me up at the door in his shorty shorts.
Oh yeah, well she's like burns hot. You know, it's different than me who has to like be in like 15 layers.
But then afterwards, we got in the car, Stuart and I. We walked past where Stuart first lived in New York City, the house that I unpacked for him. And I...
Loaded sentence. That sentence felt so loaded.
No, it wasn't because I didn't know him at the time. I was friends with Lindsay Clark, and Laurel and I came to stay at their apartment for a few days, and I walked and I said, how long have you lived here? They said, 8 months. I said, it was very many unpacked boxes. Why don't we just take care of that right now?
That is absolutely read.
And I did it. And then Lindsay was mad at me. But in the end, I'm sure she has to be grateful because I'm back there part of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But then
someone else with a cute baby.
Oh my God. That baby.
Did you see that post she did of the baby in the blizzard where the baby's looking at the toes and she goes, It's like surprised by her own.
Oh, yes.
I watched it so many times, I can't even tell you. I can't even tell you the look on that face of that baby. I love that baby.
And so then, I get in the car with Stuart. We're watching Ned Reisley's video over and over laughing. Stuart started screaming with laughter after we hadn't watched it for like an hour or two. We revisited it. He couldn't believe it. Saturday morning!
Ned, I mean, I hope you're listening, because like, fangirl Rena. Anyhow, go on.
The best line of it is when he goes...
It was just a story, too.
It's when he goes, nobody knows and nobody cares.
And she really, I like...
Oh, we'll watch it again after we'll show
the
show.
Okay.
So, I'm dizzy from doing that.
What so did you even do that made you dizzy?
I projected. So then we get in the car, we start driving to New York City, and Stuart goes, wouldn't it be nice if we picked up Mark from his dress rehearsal for West Side Story,
tech rehearsal? I can't wait to go see that. Did you get to watch some of it?
No, but no.
Okay. Okay, so go on. Is this a story you can tell, or have you signed an NDA with Mark?
I probably shouldn't say anything about it, but I'm sure people will hear about stuff eventually.
Okay, well, why don't you not?
I'm not going to talk about it.
After the podcast.
So we picked up Mark, and then Stuart started a panic attack because we were in traffic, literally. So imagine you're on Broadway.
So you went to Midtown.
You're driving south into Times Square. Suddenly we turn to the left, and it's like it's a scene from a movie. Because I'm like, the lights suddenly burst
blind
into the car.
I say,
I can't, I'm so overwhelmed. I'm actually kind of thrilled, right? Because we're in a car driving through Times Square at 11 p.m. There's
That shouldn't be such bad traffic.
500,000 tourists, and the police are bottlenecking the cars right before you get to Times Square in order to make it no traffic through the tourist trap. So we're driving one block in 20 minutes.
That's correct.
And finally, you get through this police barricade, and Stuart's having a nervous breakdown. And I'm just like, it's fine. We're together. We're having a good time. And Stuart is cursing at people. He's furious. So we finally get through Times Square, and then we go and have dinner at this Cuban restaurant called Copalia on 14th Street, which is fun. But
where do you park the car?
We parked the car.
You were able to find parking in
on
Manhattan?
On 15th Street between 8th and 9th, next to the Google building.
Wow, you were able to find parking.
Just a weird parking spot on the street.
That you had to pay for?
Absolutely not.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool.
So then we walked to Copalia. We had a really delicious meal, and then... they drove me home. Doesn't that sound suburban?
That sounds so wonderful.
I love when people drive
me. I'm remembering that I have to move my car tomorrow morning.
I need to make sure that I set an alarm for that.
I have
to buy distilled water in the morning.
Wait, why do you have to buy distilled water? What's wrong with your water?
For a steamer.
Oh, right. Okay. You can't just use tap?
You shouldn't.
Why?
Mineral deposits.
It's not clean.
Oh. But I drink it all the time.
Minerals are good for human bodies. They're not good for machinery.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was for the clothes. Does it rust the steamer?
Yes.
Okay.
That's right.
But it doesn't rust our insides?
Well, we need a little
rust.
We
can handle rust.
We need an iron. Our body cleans itself until it's dead.
Did you say until it's dead or until we're dead?
It.
Yeah, separate from us. That is so... good. I really...
That was very
really,
spiritual of me, right? Like, separating my body from myself.
Yeah, and then
our bodies
spirit
ourselves.
Being,
I don't believe in that stuff.
So. I know. You really have. Have you ever prayed?
No. I mean, I've hoped. I've hoped for things.
Right, yeah. But, like... But you haven't been, like... There's, like, a force or energy that
certainly
could help
not.
Me.
Certainly not.
I love it. It's so fun to have differences, you know? Whereas I have like every crystal in the world. Oh, it's so good.
No,
but
no.
Do you believe in astrology? Like when you
not
read
really.
About a Sagittarius, are you like, oh,
here's what I think.
Okay.
I think that people, I was born in December, right?
Yeah.
Right. So when I came into the world as a little baby, imagine I leave the hospital, what do I see? Christmas lights. It's freezing cold, but I'm bundled up. Everything is festive and quiet. That is the very first days of my life were influenced by this first period of time. And then I go through the seasons in this order. Winter, spring.
Go on.
I have to stand up. I have to stand up. That is... Winter, spring,
that really got me.
Summer, fall. So my relationship to things changing as a baby is that it gets better. Like, oh, it's getting, oh my God, it's warm outside. Ooh. So
that informs
what I am as a baby. And so, you know, that is astrology.
Okay, well, it's not, but what I love.
That is why God doesn't exist.
Yeah, that's more like that read. That was a little bit more like, and that's why God doesn't exist. I mean, I was born in February.
Right.
In Wisconsin. So imagine the first things I see are just blinding, awful ice light.
Mm-hmm.
And
gorgeous.
Snow drifts.
Yes.
And short, short days, just like mostly dark.
Yes.
Yep. That's where I begin.
Right.
And then I go through seasons.
But the problem is, when you were born, there was no festivities.
None.
And that's the difference between you and me.
That's absolutely true. That's absolutely true.
Michelle, what month were you born?
She was born in September.
Okay, so let's try. Let's go through that. So September, people are just starting to get busy. So when you're born, there's this energy of like things beginning, but there's a lot of productivity.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a disappointment in
everything,
like the summer being
soon
over.
Soon everything dies.
Exactly.
Yeah, and also she's cuspy like into October. Like I feel you're so close into like, it's not warm anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's changing.
Yeah.
You're born at a seasonal change.
Right. That's why Libras who are like October middle, are you a Libra?
I'm Virgo Libra cusp.
But Libras, people
Libra.
Who are like born in the middle of October, they're like, oh, it's like cold-ish.
But I'm fine.
Things are boring. And then suddenly it's holidays. And they're like, I guess everything's fine.
Mm.
It's
in
neither
way,
here nor
I'm
there.
Thinking of a Libra friend of mine who's a little, who's middle October. I wouldn't say it's like that at all.
Right.
Yeah. So I don't know. And my sister's a Libra who's more mid-October.
Like, think about Capricorns. It's so hot outside when they're born that you can't leave the house.
No, you're wrong. Capricorns
July.
Are... No, Capricorns
oh, no,
are
Cancers. I'm thinking my mom. Cancers.
Uh-huh. Right.
So they're born in July.
Uh-huh.
And as soon as they're born, they're brought into the house.
With
the air conditioning. And they don't leave the house
for
a long time. So then their relationship is like, I'm an inside person.
It's true. And that is Cancers. That's true. For sure.
Well, I guess I nailed
it.
Think
of Gemini.
I should write a book.
Yeah.
Called Astrology is Seasons.
Exactly. Seasonal astrology. Uh-huh. It's like... Or you could just talk about, like, seasonal birth defect disorder, you know, whatever. Anyhow, I've got something to say.
Is it about Christmas? You know what's good? Christmas lights. Oh, you should put some up. I don't have any.
Do you guys do that? Do you have the stuff?
No,
I don't
we
either.
Don't do that. We
but
don't do...
You don't need that because Jeremy redecorates every
right.
week.
It's true. I really...
Very cheerful.
I do. I come in and there's always something... I don't even
always
know.
Something new.
There's always something
new.
There that's new in my apartment.
Mm. I got a rug. I got a new rug.
From?
My mom's shop. There's a sale at Ruby Beats now. So if you're on the Hamptons, go shopping. Everything's... All the vintage... And the stuff that my mom and Sharon designed is 25% off. Rugs.
Oh, that's great.
What kind of rugs?
Pottery.
The Flocati?
Oh, Flocati are the furry ones, right?
Yeah.
No.
You said once your mom sells those.
They long
wow,
ago.
Michelle.
Things have changed.
Incredible.
Things have changed. They're no longer doing that. They sell... They have these rugs made that are loomed in these thick stripes, and I didn't get one of those. I got a vintage rug that's a long runner that's in these sort of like umber tones.
Oh.
And it's like, you know, I'm not going to say, it's not like super decorative, but it is decorative. It's almost like Northern Europe decorative, but it's long runner. So I have to fold it in half because God knows my apartment's not long.
I was just wondering where does it go?
It's a 12 foot rug, 12 by 3. So it goes right beside my bed.
I love your apartment in the snow.
It's
were you here? Wait, were you in the Hamptons for the blizzard that happened in New York? Wasn't there a blizzard that happened here?
Absolutely not.
I was just upstate.
Yeah, but it did snow some here, like ice particles.
Mm-hmm.
But it is lovely in my apartment in the snow.
It is. I have fallen deep, deep, deep asleep on
that
bed in the snow.
When I tire of my apartment, I think of that you guys had a pleasant.
I had such a lovely, like, total blackout nap.
I do sleep quite hard.
It's good. There. It's really good.
I tried watching the most recent Watchmen last night for a grand total of about 2 minutes before.
And then you were out.
I suddenly woke up to Jeremy Irons screaming in my face about who knows what. So
I can't wait to catch up on that show, which I will somehow do over break. Michelle's in town because we are working. I'm choreographing Jeremy O'Harris's new play, A Boys Company Presents. You can get your tickets maybe even now for Clear as Horizons. And Michelle, thank God, is here assisting me and will assist me through the process. And I had an experience today in the rehearsal where I really felt like I love dance.
Okay. You had to dance in the rehearsal?
Yeah, I made choreography.
Oh, for the people in the show? Mm-hmm. Oh, it's already happening.
Well, this is a workshop.
Oh, okay.
Right now we're
okay.
Doing a workshop.
Trying things out.
Yeah. The cast we're working with is really amazing.
Okay.
And it was really, yeah, it was really great.
There is a show on Netflix, don't know what it's called, where they take you through the making of these incredible hits.
Yeah, Jeremy and I watched it.
Oh, it's so
fun.
We
watched the Home Alone one. It's called
so
Making
good.
The Movie.
You did know you watch the Dirty Dancing one?
Yeah.
So good.
They couldn't get that movie sold. And then she was like, that's the title of your movie. Dirty Dancing. You know what was not fun to watch on Netflix, but I watched?
What?
The Bikram documentary.
Oh, I didn't watch that.
It was...
He's a shyster, right? He's a con
artist. And a rapist.
Oh.
Yeah.
People still go to Bikram.
It is really an intensely upsetting, triggering doc. I, if you can withstand it, I recommend watching it. He has fled the country, but is supposedly in Mexico.
Does he still
teaching
get money?
His stuff? Sure, he's doing like workshops all over the world.
No, but do all Bikram studios?
So very, he made sure that everything got switched over. He did a sham divorce with his wife, where she got everything, and then he fled the country.
So she gives him money,
probably.
Okay,
she was certainly in on that. Bad things were happening to some of these women.
Right.
It is. I can't tell you the level
bad stuff.
Of rage. And, you know, that's something that I want for Christmas. Someone bring him back to the country.
I watched another Netflix documentary.
What?
I don't think you should watch it, but it's about these twins who are now middle-aged men in England. And one of them got in a motorbike accident when he was 18.
Mm-hmm.
They're identical.
Mm-hmm.
And when he woke up from the concussion or whatever, he had lost a huge portion of his memory, but what he did know was his brother.
Mm-hmm.
He knew his name,
mm-hmm.
and he knew that they were twins, and he knew there was a relationship, but he couldn't remember his past, and he couldn't remember his parents
mm-hmm.
at all.
Mm-hmm.
So they take him back home, and his brother starts reconstructing his history for him. And it's a little bit weird because the parents live in this huge house outside London, but he and his brother sleep like in a shed, basically, outside the house. And so his brother starts painting this picture of their life before the accident. Like, oh, here's a picture of us at the beach. Like, this is what happened. Mm-hmm. These are our friends.
A memory comes
This is
through.
The girl you lost your virginity to. Da-da-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Years and years and years and years go on. The twin who lost his memory is like, great, everything's wonderful. We've had this wonderful life. And the twin who hadn't lost his memory is like, good.
Right, because something else had happened.
And then the father, who's very cold with them, dies. And while he's on his deathbed, he asks the twins, like, can you please forgive me? And the one brother who's lost his memory is like...
Michelle, have you seen this?
I read about it.
The one brother who's lost his memory is like, yeah, of course. Love you, Daddy.
Mm.
And the one twin who does have his memory is like, no. So then the dad dies and the twin with no memory is like, well, that was weird. And then the mom dies. And after the mom dies, because the brother with the memory does not cry. He's like,
he's like, they were terrible people.
Should I give this whole thing away?
Well, I think I know.
Stop listening if you don't want to know.
Yeah,
I mean,
so
think I
So then they go
now.
Cleaning out the house, which they really weren't allowed in during the parents' lives. They go into the mother's closet. They find this weird safe. They find the key to the thing. They open it up. Inside is a photograph of the boys when they're 10 years old, naked on the beach, side by side. But their heads have been chopped off of the photograph. And then it, then the twin with no memory is like, you now have to tell me what's going on. What did we get sexually abused? Finally, the brother who does have a memory is like, yes, but I'm not going to tell you what happened.
Because it's too horrible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then now they're like in their 50s and the brother with no memory is like, I need you now to tell me. Like, I need you to not have that burden and I need to have this information because I can't have you carrying that by yourself. And so the guy's like, our mother from the age of 10.
Trigger warning for everyone. It's like, because even I am now like, yeah. I don't know that I want to hear that.
She started sexually abusing them at home. And then she started pimping them out to her friends, London friends.
I can't hear anymore. It's making me sick.
Yeah. And then at the age of 14, the one with the memory finally stood up for himself. And then she stopped doing it. And then he didn't tell his brother.
Right.
And where are they now? Are they okay? Are they recovering?
Well, the one who didn't have the memories was great. He like had a very well-adjusted experience into his 50s. And the one with the memory also has had, they're both successful. They both have families. The one with the memory seems more troubled, obviously. Mm-hmm. You know, he's had to carry around this weight. He's more shut down.
That's so awful.
Terrible.
I'm glad.
Isn't that the craziest story?
I mean that the one forgot?
Then there was this opportunity for the other brother to be like, I'm going to fix this for you.
Right.
And he did.
Well, until the other one was like, I need to know.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that is really, it's so intense. I don't want to watch that. I can't believe you watched that. And I don't.
It was so mysterious because you're like, because it really, you don't know until the end.
Well, happy holidays, everybody. There's like things to watch. Everyone, as we know, it's really put the F in family.
The New York Times has incredible cookie recipes right now. Please make their cookies. They have this beautiful article about cookies. You can make them, as does Bon Appetit. But I haven't seen theirs yet because I think they're releasing them slower. We're now going to have 1 second where Jeremy's going to tell us something.
Wait a second. So a footnote from our producer is I need to be told about another. So I missed Beth Gill's birthday party and I also missed the New York Public Library Gala.
I've never been to a better gala than the New York Public Library Performing Arts Gala, which took place in their facility. So you have to think, like, what on earth is going to happen? Like, how can you? There's going to be performances, but where? They have that one little theater. But what they did was they had Brandon Sterling Baker, lighting designer for Justin Peck and others, light the entire library in such a way that it was like a spooky kind of haunted house.
Mm-hmm.
And so certain stacks were lit with like weird spotlights, and then there'd be like shafts of weird blue or purple light, like in a weird place. And we walked into the back lobby of the library, and we were then divided into groups. So small groups of people. And we were then shuttled away in our groups in a staggered order. So, like, we were green group. And our group...
I heard you got a really good group.
Our group was literally unbelievable.
So Jeremy told me about the whole event, but he wouldn't tell me who was in your group.
So, we were the green group. And when I walked into the library gala, I walked... You know that the doors into the gallery where you gave your docent tour?
Uh-huh.
Jacques d'Amboise was sitting there in his little, like, walker cart wheelchair thing. And Allegra Kent was standing behind the glass, staring out like a ghost, just wandering the gallery. The only person in the gallery. She was staring out from the glass behind Jacques.
I love that.
So I was like, I have to get a picture of Allegra behind the glass, behind Jacques. So then they start sorting us into the groups.
Did you get a picture?
I got a picture when she came out of the glass. Okay. We'll post it. So then our group was Jeremy, Harriet, myself,
mm-hmm.
Calvin Royal and his boyfriend, who's a pianist, Jacques d'Amboise, Allegra Kent, and then an ancient woman who they were honoring that night as like one of the first somethings of the library. She was ancient. But she was cognizant. You know, she knew what was going on. So...
Do you remember her name?
I don't. And that's okay.
Okay.
So we then were divided into our green group. And as in Sleep No More, where they sort of bring you to the elevator and separate you and stuff,
uh-huh.
you know, we were, each of the groups was now being escorted to various performance venues around the library, separate of one another, and rotating. So, like, one of the stations was Gene Butler doing this beautiful dance up on a table.
Oh, I saw that.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Like, lit by a light, dancing on this table. Another one was Efrat Ashery dancing in this aisle, sliding all around. And we stood in the, like, perpendicular mm-hmm. stack, so you just see her slide by mm-hmm. sometimes. Mm-hmm. Then there was Pam's dancers were in this wall, that like, next to this wall that was squished by stacks. Mm-hmm. And so they would disappear into the stacks and pop
Jeremy's
out.
I watched Jeremy's video of that. And it was a different song each time, which I love.
And this gorgeous Indian dancer did this dance on one of the landings of the main steps as you enter the mm-hmm. library. And she told the story of, like, her library experience through Indian dance. And she did her interpretation of, like, Fancy Free and also of Dying Swan and various other, like, iconic
but
dances.
But from, like, a Kathak kind
yeah,
of?
Yes, but uh-huh. with, while singing a version of, an Indianized version of the music.
Wow.
It was gorgeous.
Wow.
And then there was David Parker's group doing a tap dance way back in the archives. There was, what else? Oh, there Ballet Hispanico did this, like, contemporary dance on these tables in the, where they bring you fragile special articles from the boxes mm-hmm. and you have to sit in that area.
Uh-huh.
And then they did, Adrian Danciguering and Georgina did a part of Opus Jazz, Jerome Robbins in the viewing room on the third level.
Right.
What else was there? Oh, Heidi Latsky did a very spooky dance down an aisle. And it made me very inspired to have done an homage to Slimer from Ghostbusters in the library as a dance, where I would make a costume where I'd be in a black tube dress, but my head would be painted green and I'd have, like, a green flowing costume just on my head.
And then I'd just run down the aisle.
I'd run down the aisles going, I'm hungry!
Yeah.
I'm hungry! Like
Is that,
that
what Slimer said?
He doesn't say anything.
I don't think he just says eating.
He just loves eating.
He just eats.
But I would say I'm hungry.
Whereas, and then they'd get to me and I'd be like, naked with long nails, and they're like, I am Zool.
Exactly.
And they'd be like, that didn't happen at this library. And I'd be like, I don't care. Yeah,
Yeah, that was most of the performances. And then at the end, we had to go into the little theater, and Gonzalo Garcia and Sarah Lane did other dances by Jerome Robbins. And then we went to dinner, and we were at the kids' table, which was tremendous, which was all of Pam's dancers and Pam,
uh-huh.
and two of the library staff, and Harry and me. It was Jeremy. It was beautiful.
Oh,
it was the best.
I wanted to go to it, and I was upstate teaching. It sounds so fun.
Linda Murray
is fucking iconic.
The best leader of any arts institution in New York. And I'm obsessed with her. And
I am also obsessed with
only
Linda
respect for her. She is all the integrity.
Yeah,
I can't
she
get
really
enough
does.
Of her. I can't. I
yeah.
love her.
All the integrity, all the knowledge.
So much knowledge.
And so caring.
Librarians are the best people.
Really, like, she's also so kind.
You should have seen Tanisha in her sequin dress.
Couldn't believe it. I love Tanisha.
Oh, heaven.
Was Kathleen there?
Of course.
Kathleen
was there. Phil was there.
I love them all.
Cassie Mae was there.
Oh, love Cassie.
Arlene was there in a black serpent one-shouldered number.
Oh my God, that's what I would want to wear.
She was your spirit person.
Yeah. What did Linda wear?
She was wearing, it was in pinkish and silver hues. And it was a kind of brocade with metallics, and it had a kind of unfinished armhole with, like, little threads.
The threads coming out, yeah.
She looked beautiful. When is she ever not, though? Like, every day of the week, she's
gala
ready.
I saw her because we were there working on the project, and she came in, and I was like, she was wearing this dress.
Has she ever not?
That had a print on it that looked like a necklace almost for it. Mm. And then it, and I said, where did you get that? She said, I have my friend in Ireland has a dress shop and she makes dresses. And I was like, I can't, she's like my Shiro. She's my inspiration. I want to, may Linda Murray start to be more of my North Star than Betty Davis.
Uh-huh.
But I probably will just continue on my trajectory to being exactly like Betty Davis.
I'm going to be more like Linda.
Linda's very kind. So I'm going to bring that
I
back up.
I have been kind.
You can be. You absolutely can be kind.
Thank you.
It's just, it's really like natural for her, I guess is what I'm saying. Yeah. Like she seems naturally kind.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So, but we could all work towards being more naturally kind. Like Linda Murray, we are obsessed with you. We're gonna have Linda Murray on this podcast.
Linda Murray.
It's late, I'm drunk, I can't help it if I'm slurring. I worked all day. I taught at Bard for days and days and days. God. And then
I didn't realize we'd recorded for so long.
We had a lot to talk about. When's the last time I saw you?
Oh,
I don't know.
Movember.
Sometime during November. Which, remember, I also feel like December, January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October are also no months upcoming. Go to our YouTube page and watch the Dance and Stuff show that we just had with Cola Scola and Aaron Markey. I discuss how 2020 indeed looks like no. And so that is what we are heading into.
Yeah.
No.
Go see the Nutcracker. New York City Ballet is really good.
Oh, and buy our totes. You have to buy our tote bags for
Christmas.
They make
amazing stocking stuffers or stockings.
Yeah, they make both a stocking stuffer and a stocking. You could buy four, and then you put three in one of them. And then people could give them to people who they care about, too. And remember, you're getting me Valmont Prime Regenera Roman numeral 2, and you're getting Reed a
desktop computer or one of those new iPads with a pen, because I like drawing with that pen.
Oh, I want one of those too. Get me one of those too. And I also need a new laptop.
I need a pair of nice winter boots.
So in the workshop that we're doing for this Jeremy O'Harris play, we were shooting some of the choreo on this boat. I was like, well, do you want to use my phone? And I was, because you can zoom back on this phone. So we'll be able to get more in. And I was like, well, I have the iPhone 10. What are we at? And he's like, iPhone 11. And I didn't even know. I didn't even realize we're at the iPhone
11. We'll never know.
So also, ladies and gentlemen, I would like an iPhone 11.
I'm so tired.
Dropped my phone, and there's a big crack on the screen, which I wish I could screenshot and show you, but I can't because it's my phone.
Zach Gonder has cracked his screen to the extent that the right side of it is a black smush. So every time he texts you and he's like, oh, the movie's... Let's say, for example, there's an 8:30 showing and a 9:30 showing. He's writing in 8:31, 9:31, because he can't get to the zero anymore. So,
oh, so this is the one there?
Yeah, you just need...
What sign is he, an Aquarius? Like me, where he's just like, I'm just going to keep rolling with this.
I don't know. I think Zach Gonder's birthday is in the summer.
Mm. Gemini, maybe, though.
Oh, it was, yes, because it was during rehearsals for River to River, which was in June.
Michelle's
July.
Just
I brought cupcakes.
Hysteria.
We had
cupcakes for Michelle's birthday during Rumble Ghost.
I don't recall.
That's all right. Or was it donuts? It was donuts.
I was probably not there for that rehearsal because Brie and I didn't come to your rehearsals a lot. You know, we had our own.
Yeah, you had your own things, didn't you? Ladies and gentlemen, other we've
congratulations,
told you...
Brianna, on your retirement from Pina Bausch Company.
Oh yeah, congratulations.
Congratulations, Brianna. Oh, also, congratulations, Logan Krueger, who...
Did she give birth?
Well, no, but soon.
Oh, okay.
No,
but soon. Wait, what are we congratulating Logan on?
She's having a baby soon.
Oh, she's having a baby soon. Oh, okay, great.
I hope it's born on December 17th.
Oh, my God.
Christmas baby.
Congratulations, Logan. We'll have you on the pod. Love, Logan.
Absolutely.
That's it. Michelle, I'm so excited for us to...
That was one of the better interviews we've ever done with a guest.
Amazing.
Yeah, thank
really
you, Michelle.
Really in-depth. Super in-depth.
Thank you for letting us not talk to you at all.
Well, let's talk about Michelle. Ladies and gentlemen, at the beginning, Michelle said she didn't want to be interviewed. It was a boundary, she said. She said she'd be there, but it wasn't going to be an interview. So we tried to respect that. We're not forcing her to talk, but if she wanted to say something, she could. And
that's that.
And that's that. You know, Bette Davis has...
We've left nothing unanswered on this. There's no mystery.
To what? To everything?
Everything we've done. Everything we do.
There's no mystery.
No mystery.
No mystery. No you mystery. Really like a no mystery. So Bette Davis has... Remember how years ago when you told me that my MoMA retrospective would be called This and That? Do you know that that's Bette Davis's autobiography? This and That. It's one of them. It's
just I think you said that.
Did you know that?
I've said that. Yeah, I've known that for a while. Mm-hmm. I've said that before on this podcast. Well, I guess that's it. I'm repeating myself as per...
That's how podcasts work. You have to have repeating threads. Threads.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we do this every week.
You pull and threads.
And we have done
you
it every week
ribbons.
Since summer of 2017, which seems not long ago right now, but it is so long
Two
ago.
2.5 years.
It's a long time.
If you want to hear a proper interview with Michelle, episode 15.
Very guarded. Very tired.
I don't remember what we talked about.
Like Michelle, what? You were guarded in that episode.
Yes, I was.
But well, it was a different time.
You'll know that she went to Juilliard.
It was early days on the pod where we were maybe still being careful or something.
I didn't know how to talk to my friends on a podcast.
Oh.
No, well,
and
being on a podcast.
I stayed up late with Doug the night before. Mm. And you said to get here at 9 a.m. Mm. So I get
right.
like progressively
You slept in a bed and Doug was naked.
Tired.
Oh, heaven.
Like the space between my words is like longer and longer. I lose steam while you're talking to me. Also, it was like I was chronically ill. I had all these issues. Nobody cares.
That's not true.
Things are going really well.
Look at you now.
I'm great.
Michelle, you're doing great.
Massage your face, everybody. Get your lymph nodes in your...
Michelle has been massaging her face, and it's so shocking. You just have to massage your face. It's truly like if Michelle approved
it. But I had surgery this summer. I had a hysterectomy, and I feel so strong. And after that, I got color in my face. For the first time ever.
After the hysterectomy.
Yes.
Do you want to tell people why you got the hysterectomy in case we have listeners who also have this?
Well, I've been struggling with endometriosis for 20 years, and it was time. I was in the spring just becoming completely suicidal before every period. It was too much. So it was time. And it happened, and it was the best decision I ever made.
Congratulations, and also, thanks. Wow, that's a lot.
It's a lot.
Yeah,
it's a lot.
And that was all swirling around when I was on your podcast.
Well, it was swirling around all the time. And I mean, when
all
I think
the time
of
forever.
All the work that we still made together.
I was telling April today.
Yes.
That she asked how we met. And I was saying to her that I wrote to you because I loved your work. And then you asked me to be in your work. And you gave me pages and your script and Reed and other people were dancing, not me, and it was so exciting. But then you wrote into the play that my character could become ill over the course of the show and in case I would become sick, and you did that for me and it empowered me and it really changed my whole life. It showed me that I could continue working somehow.
I'm so glad.
I was so happy to tell her that, and I feel
I'm
so lucky to work with her.
April Mathis is in the workshop. I think I can say that. And working with, I am obsessed with April Mathis. She knows that.
Yeah.
She's going to be on this podcast. She is really one of the best performers. It's beyond.
Mm-hmm. Well, she better work, April Mathis. Mm-hmm.
She better work.
Oh, there's a show that I think you would really love on Netflix.
That was presumptuous. They better work. Uh-huh.
There's a show on Netflix I think you would love. It's a Japanese show called Midnight Diner.
Hmm.
I watch it before I go to bed.
Do they cook?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And there are storylines that revolve around the dishes that are being cooked by a character who only offers one item on his menu at his diner that is open from midnight until 7 a.m. But characters come into the bar and ask for a meal that they would like him to make. And if he has the ingredients, he will make
Is this real life?
That meal. No, it's a fiction
oh,
show.
Oh, okay.
It's incredible.
I'll watch it.
Sweet
Michelle?
Dreams.
Michelle, look at me. I want to watch it.
Maybe we'll watch it. Maybe we'll watch it a little bit tonight.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys, we have to watch TV now. We love you.
We love you. Bye.
Bye.
Baby boom.